This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A. Stars. Most of the day, you'll find Western Michigan University biology professor Sharon Gill teaching in the classroom. On other days, she's in the field, collecting data on the behavior and songs of birds and other animals. On still other days, she's weaving baskets, not unlike the birds she studies weaving their intricate nests. Her baskets are not just utilitarian. They are works of art, woven into unusual and delicate shapes, constructed of natural materials as well as man-made materials, like steel and copper wire. Sharon, how did you become interested in basketry? It's quite a unique art form, I think, and an old one.
It is an old one. You know, I started working on baskets really as a way to understand how to see in three dimensions. So for many years, all I had done was drawing, and that made sense to me. And then I started taking classes at Kalamazoo Institute of Arts in metal sculpting. And I really enjoyed that. It was a different way to kind of explore art and to see things in three dimensions. But I found that most of the things that I was producing were actually two-dimensional. They were just, in some ways, drawing with metal. I thought, well, there's some wire hanging around the metal studio. I thought I would just try doing some baskets just to kind of be able to see in 3D and to give me something to do at home because I didn't have a metal studio to work in. So that's really where the whole basket thing started. And then it's just been this interesting journey as I've learned more about basketry and really surprising myself. I've become really interested in it and all the different forms of it. And as you mentioned, this really old and interesting art form that has roots in cultures across the world. So it's a really kind of grounding art to work in.
I was going to ask you about that, too, if you know something about the history of it and how far back it goes, probably, I would imagine, to primitive humankind.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the details of that. That's something that I'm still getting into as I start this journey. But there are certainly baskets that are dated to 10 to 20,000 years old. And I'd have to get the information up. I don't recall the exact date of the oldest basket that was recently found. That was a woven basket. It's a reflection of the baskets in a region are a reflection of the materials that were available. And that's really interesting to me. So it really kind of ties the people who make the basket to the places that they are and the materials that they had. So for example, in areas where people are living in grasslands, they have soft woven baskets because they're using grasses and soft materials and soft fibers. But where there are primarily forests, people are then using more of those harder materials, branches and weaving bark and things like that. So it really is this interesting art form that really ties you to the place where you live. And that's really exciting to me to think about.
You're a biology professor at Western Michigan University. You work with birds. But I think of you out in the woods listening to birds and studying nature. It kind of does go hand in hand with this, does it?
I think it does. I think one of the attractions of doing artwork is that it's a different way of interacting with the world. And as a scientist, we have one particular way, you know, through that training that we have as scientists to make observations and to do experiments to understand nature in a particular way. That's my interest. But there are different ways of knowing about the natural world. And I had an opportunity about 10 years ago to be part of an interdisciplinary group that was exploring soundscapes, so the collective sounds of the environment, so human sounds, the natural wind and creek sounds, and of course, animal sounds. And that group was really an influential experience for me because it introduced me to artists who were exploring soundscape through their medium, which could be through the sounds themselves, but also kind of audiovisual approaches.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A. Stars. Gill continues about how a science project turned her to artistic basketry.
it introduced me to writers and environmental ethicists, for example, who just saw the world a little bit differently, and that broadened my perspective from just having that scientific lens. And since then, I had the opportunity, and I still work with Mary Whalen, who's at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. She's a photographer, and we have projects together that are exploring nature through sound and through her photographs. And I just really, really appreciated the opportunity that I've had to explore that world differently and kind of recognize the value in all of these different perspectives. We can't solve any environmental problem if we just think science is going to be the answer, because we're humans. We have this social, cultural lens that we have to look at things through. And so I just feel like it's more realistic for me, my interests, to have a way to interact with the world and nature in multiple ways, not just from the scientific perspective. And certainly the basket making and my kind of current interest in using natural fibers as part of that. I do love going out and looking at birds, of course, when I'm out in nature, but I also like looking and probably spend more time looking at mosses and lichens and plants, and just trying to understand the world from that perspective and see those kind of hidden gems in forests and the places we go. And so this natural material and then pulling natural materials from my garden is really exciting, because it again ties me back to my sense of place and, you know, the interest that I have in my natural garden and the native plants in my garden.
You know, as I was listening to you, I had this vision of your baskets used as birdhouses. Have you ever thought of that? Some of those teardrop ones, I could see them hanging from a tree with a little opening for birds. They'd be perfect.
They would be. And I have certainly seen basket makers who do that. And when you think about it, really, who are the master basket makers but our birds? And, you know, the weaver birds of Africa develop these, like, they're hotels of baskets, right, built into this really, really large structure that can have tens of baskets in them. Well, really nests, but you know what I mean.
Well, when you mentioned different perspectives too, one of the things that attracted me to your Instagram page was not just the baskets, but beautiful photography and also pen and ink drawings that kind of seem to mirror the patterns of the baskets, the weaving.
I think that was just working on form and thinking about patterns, which is really the interest of in some of the photographs, as well as to see these really interesting patterns in nature that, you know, are developed or emerge from the organisms themselves. So the drawing is it's kind of the same process where I just start drawing and see where it takes me. And I like the organic form. I like the motion in the drawings. That's really appealing to me. And I think that, again, is part of doing the baskets as well and just seeing where they go. It's all kind of tied together, even though it's with very different approaches with photography. That's just my trusty iPhone taking that out and taking those photographs and noticing the things, the organisms that we don't often pay attention to but are really vital to our ecosystem.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with basketry artist Sharon Gill. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.